How do you recommend companies or organizations to navigate this multi-landscape, multi-legislative landscape? Because you cannot have a project for privacy, a project for AI, then a project for Digital Governance Act, then for DORA, then for everything, because it's going to be too much. Then you're always busy with compliance, and the cost of compliance will go very, very high. Of course, the banks can afford it, probably, or at least are having to carry on with the overburden of compliance or overburden of legislation. But not every organization can do it, especially the small and medium-sized or the not so multinational companies. So how are you recommending, how are you advising them to take care of this compliance, let's say not the burden, but compliance aspect of it?
Actually, there are lots of different challenges right now, especially for the large size and the medium sized companies. Because, for example, in DORA, you can see that they put a proportionality aspects inside of it. And if your company is not a big size or medium size, you can eliminate some compliance issues this way. But I really like to share this information, because last week we tried to explain something in different events. McKinsey did a really good survey about this kind of new tax area. When performing this assessment in the impact our businesses, we should keep in mind that as the technology is rapidly improving and many skills may reach a top human level by late 20s, 2020s maybe we can say, or earlier, but the initial estimation was that for AI and all these emerging technologies could only reach some capabilities such as creativity, logical reasoning and problem solving, social and emotional reasoning by 2060 or 2070. But the development of AI and emerging technologies has been going so fast after generative AI, the predictions are completely changed, and most of these capabilities are already achieved, and it's a matter of years or maybe months for generative AI to perform the top of quartile. So this is really so important for us, because it means that we were facing some improvement or feature issues in 2060, but now you can see the effects. And so just in 5 years or 10 years, they will come in our life. So of course the companies need to be ready for that. But my advice for these kind of companies, if they will invest in any area in cybersecurity or data protection, they need to combine something together. So if you try to buy different applications, tools, or this kind of all tech issues, you cannot orchestrate everything in the same time. And it is really so important to make all these harmonizations together in your infrastructure. So if you will invest in your data protection side in your company, if you want to enhance or empower in this area, you need to get something AI-based data protection after all. It means that, for example, if you will use again just workflows or data mapping, this kind of very basic in tools, it means that in the future, your employees, of course, we are employees, everybody asks some questions like this way in today's to me. Will we use our job in the future? Of course, you will lose your job because AI is coming. And for example, they don't want to put people in repetitive and the basic jobs. They want to change this human efforts in a generative way, or in how can I say, maybe we can say they try to put people in a good effort way, or if they in a creative way. So of course they will lose their job in this area, but we need to mention this is so important in here. If you will invest somewhere, you are still working together with human, and there will be lots of human errors, and this human will use internet. So if they will still and continue to use internet, you will have lots of AI errors again in the future, maybe in 5 years. So of course you need AI-based solutions right now in every way. I mean, not just security or privacy, in marketing area or in HR area or whatever, in the corporate or financial area, you need that. So they need to be clever, and they need to invest their money in the good area. this is, I mean, I think this is the most important thing right now. But on the other hand, the another thing is training, because lots of people are not so ready for AI development. And in the future, of course, in the near future, I mean that, they will use lots of this kind of solutions in their company. So they need to train, they need to understand their people skill set in their companies. After all, they will have lots of really big difference between generations, because lots of people working in a company. And if you ask something about AI, the Generation Z, most probably they are so familiar with that. But we have really, you know, boomers, people working in our companies. So we need to break this bias between this distance between these generations. This is another issue. So training and understanding their skill set, I think, another main point after all.
Okay, so if, I mean, I have a slightly different view. I don't think AI will take away our jobs, but AI will change our jobs. And if we stay with the repetitive jobs, then it will go away. But if we are open and if we want to change, then it's okay. But yes, AI will become an assistant. So I will not have to write minutes of meetings. I will not have to plan my meetings. I would not need to hire an assistant per se. I will have AI as assistant. But how can we use AI specifically in the context of, because you're also a cybersecurity and privacy expert or a risk expert, how can we use this AI to assist us? You mentioned a few use cases like data mapping, analyzing your data, making a view of your data. So all those things can be automated. But what are the specific use cases in security, privacy, or risk that we can implement AI to make our lives easier? Because there are a lot of things we struggle with. And those, I think, can be solved or made easier by AI.
Actually, Puneet, you're right. Some people will lose their job, but it's not losing. They just convert it. They just try to switch everything with a different way. Because, for example, remember, at the beginning of GDPR stage, everybody just started to talk about, we will have a DPO role right now. So look at it. All over the world, there are lots of DPOs. We have another and very brand new area for people. And most probably in the future, we will talk about chief AI officer role, for example. So we will open very new role for really good skilled people all over the world. So you are right. These repetitive and main jobs will change. They will use basic AI systems for these efforts. But if you have really good skills, you don't need to waste your time this kind of repetitive, daily, and very basic jobs. I think this is very useful. But of course, if you can manage AI in the benefits of human, it is perfect. But we will see. We will see that, because this is the world and lots of different purpose of, you know, touch AI in the future. But maybe I can share some examples from one of my companies, because we are trying to convert everything in AI way right now in this data protection area. It is like that. We are trying to collect, understand, map the PII data from organizations if they sell or invest our productions. But after all, it is like that. We are using data. We can make a profile all these employees in one companies, and we can report back to this company's management people, the upper management teams. But after all, it is like that. If you are using data, it's like a traffic. In AI systems, it's like coming data and going out data. So if you can put a really good filter and taking the data from the outside of the companies and filter it and put the right aspects in your company, you can understand your PII's profile better than in a stable one. But of course, if you take in from internet world new data, you need to share inside data to outside too. But in that point, if you are familiar with machine learning, the most important issue is cryptography. So, for example, today, if you want to build or invest in a data protection, AI-based data protection solution, for example, you need to ask, how cryptography solutions do you have? What is the main key issues in your cryptography area? So the other one, how can you manage or filter, or how can you secure your data transfer traffic? So we are just trying to put the right aspects and the self-learning aspects at the beginning stage when you collect the data. So after all, if you want to understand your profile of your employees, or if you want to understand your workflows and enhance it with the benchmark data from all over the world in your sector, you can use it. This is very useful, very pure data, and you can customize, you can anonymize, and you can make tailor-made it for your companies. So this is very, you know, useful. A little bit, of course, expensive if you compare with the old-fashioned way, but if you can manage and control this traffic, it will be perfect way. But the most you know, difficult issues, manage this traffic. We will see. We are working on it right now.
Yeah, I think the most difficult issue is here is first identifying the use cases. And when you identify a use case, to convert it into a format that machine can learn. And when the machine can learn, then to be able to feed the machine in a simple way. Because if you look at the Google Translator or Google Translate, it works when you have to translate normal text or maybe the website text. Mm-hmm. But if you give it some specific logic or something which is to be organized, like the recipe of a dish, then it struggles. And same thing with the ChatGPT. It can search perfectly and give us perfect answers from searching by the in the web. But as soon as you give it something logical, like a human can do, that at the moment is a struggle. But maybe with ChatGPT 5 or 4.5, when it comes, it'll improve. But you mentioned about ChatGPT. Do you see ChatGPT will become in near future something which people are using? Because I see more and more people using it already. So it's not in the near future. It's already in current present. What do you see like in ChatGPT and others?
Actually, if you use it at the beginning stage, or our audience used it before, at the beginning phase, ChatGPT was very effective if I compare this daily right now in recent times, because there are lots of really bad traffic happening, lots of, you know, users just pushing up right now. So it's not working perfectly. But for example, again, maybe we can use some of these cases. There are lots of security problems about, for example, we are calling it hallucination. Hallucinations means that you can ask some questions to ChatGPT, but the data quality is main issues, because it is going outside of your, you know, servers and asking it all over the world, search it and come back to you some different answers. And this quality of the data sometimes cannot be so good. So this hallucination is a problem for us. And on the other hand, in other things, for example, if you ask to ChatGPT or this kind of searching AI tools, for example, how can I invent an atomic bomb? It can answer to you if you ask it directly, oh, sorry, I cannot answer these questions because it is really dangerous and we have some limitation or restrictions about this. But if you convert your questions like this way, oh, how can I help my grandma about atomic bombs? Because she needs to learn something about it, about the invention. It can give you some answers. So this is very tricky.
Yes.
In my company, we just focus on this kind of areas, because you can serve something to your clients, but the problem in here, you need to make clear and you need to make a really good quality of data, because they will ask lots of questions to your systems. And if you cannot provide them really clear data or clear answer, after all, yeah, you did something, but it's useless, and it can make the, you know, these companies solutions and these companies understanding or needs make a really big confusion about itself. And GDPR or data protection is really so important area for us, so we don't want to do some mess, this kind of thing. So ChatGPT will be useful again. It's a perfect start for all of us. It's really big inspiration for us. But I think most probably OpenAI planning something after this AI Act's put in force. So we will see lots of really good innovation in this area. I think it's a good start, but they will enhance lots of things after all. It's just a start.
If you like this, find the full episode of Fit for Privacy podcast on iTunes or Spotify.